I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I don't think it's great. Now, he's got an opportunity now with Davion Warren gone. We'll see what if Penny adds anything on the perimeter. But he's got an opportunity to have a little bit more opportunity, I think. But, yeah, I think the way you've laid it out so far is sort of the pecking order.
That's it. And then if they want to
– the best part is that the pecking order at the top is already figured out.
Well, honestly,
unlike last season.
Look,
you know, Nolley was all AAC. DeAndre's your MVP.
Right.
And Lester Quinones, Lord knows that by the end of the year, he was just as important as anybody else.
You could stay in pat with this.
Could. Yeah.
And
yeah.
Because
you could stay in pat if you wanted to.
Breaking news powered by BetQL. If they add one more, Memphis is playing 10 deep all year long. They just are. And so you got to get prepared for that.
Just get ready to see some Tyler Harris and some Jaden Hardaway, bro.
Can we go 12 deep? Maybe that's the breaking news. If they add one more player, they're going 11 deep.
You know Penny going to play Tyler.
I think there will come a point in the season where Tyler absolutely does play.
And then Brad going to really go crazy.
This man, you have to have players injured to tighten his rotation.
Well, I mean, look, you could say the same for the Grizz, right?
No, it's true. It's true. You see it all the time.
I know that's a source of great frustration for you, Brad.
This is from a kid who was the 20th player on the bench.
Well, so
I was on a crappy team.
You benefited from a long line.
Well, no, I didn't get to play, and I was on a bad team. Like, these guys are on good teams, presumably. And my thing is, I am not a basketball expert, but I do see most good teams, including if you look at the Final Four last year, and the Final Two especially, those teams have 8-man rotations, especially at the end.
Here's my thing and my fear. I'll be real honest with you. It's a fear. Because I said it then, and I'm going to say it again now. If the point guard problem that was last year remains.
Right.
Yes.
While you have Kennedy Chandler up at Tennessee.
Oh, there you go.
And they're shining.
Oh. Yep.
And don't let that point guard lead to not making the tournament.
Right.
Because then all hell going to break loose. But if that's the position that you're struggling at, and he's up there at Tennessee shining.
Right.
And then going, you know, top 10, we're talking about, a 6'1", 2", 6'2"?
Yeah.
If he's really going to go top 10 in the lottery, man.
Yeah, that's tough.
That's what I go back to. And, again, maybe Penny knew all along Tennessee was going to get him, but that one's different than Morrell to me. That one's different than Kenny Chandler, one of the best prospects in the country. He's right under your nose, and that has been the position you're struggling at. That's been the position, quite frankly, the play early on that kept you out because of the turnovers, everything else. You didn't have that guy. And so I won't lie to you. I'm not going to sit here and because you're going to be held to this at some point. You go out, get better players, win. Well, then he's Thaddeus Young, right? As long as that happens, really, it's not even better. If you're winning, you're going to be fine. Thaddeus Young went to Georgia Tech. Memphis was just fine because Cal was recruiting at a high level. And that's what it stands to be for Penny Hardaway, to where it's, Kenny Chandler, good story. He's local, went to Tennessee. But if you continue to struggle at that position like you did last year, that is going to be a bad look.
Did he ever
and especially
offer,
if you don't make the tournament.
Did he ever offer him?
Oh, yeah. He offered him,
but he wasn't in there.
That was going through the motions.
Right. That was more of a matter of fact.
And, again, it's his recruitment of the guy. He knows them better than we do. But in the end-all, be-all, in the way he sort of operated, I think Penny, you back up there because you think it's done to Tennessee.
Yeah.
More so than it's there's something about them I don't like. You know what I'm saying? Penny doesn't want to lose those battles, and especially what he's got right now is John and I can come on here and tell the truth that he never really prioritized him in the way. And so if you've got that argument, right, and still winning, you're fine. That plays. That narrative works. The problem is if you don't win, or if you continue and if you continue to struggle at that position and it's the main reason you're not winning, then it will, I'm just going to be real with you, it will not look good. Because I said it then, all right, Kenyon Chandler, a good one. Like, we watched him out there on the floor with Ja Morant. This dude is ready.
He's good.
Gavoni got him number 10 in 2022 for the draft. So, so it'll all be fine. It'll be Thaddeus Young if you're winning like you're supposed to and making the tournament. And, guys, I believe that's going to happen. You know, I think Penny's going to win here this year. They have to. And, they've got the talent to do so. But rest assured, it could still be that. You know, that possibility is still there, and I fear it. I fear it. Because I thought they should have it more figured out than they did last year with Alex Lomax and sort of that leader. They didn't. So there's always the possibility it could happen again. I just got to think Penny's going to throw everything he's got into, you know, sort of fixing that. And you don't, again, you don't need a five-star point guard to be decent there. They got it done 14-3 second half of the season. So anyway, hopefully for it all works out for both Tennessee and for Memphis to where it's not a black eye that you didn't get Kenny Chandler because he's shining for Tennessee. He's going to the NBA while you're still struggling to point guard.
Yep.
That's just the bottom line. That's keeping it real.
When we come back, Mike Sando talked to anonymous executives about every team in the NFL's draft. And it's anonymous. And it is hilarious. And we're going to get to it. Yeah, there were some strong comments on the Raiders. Strong comments on the Bears and the Titans.
Oh, the anonymous ones are always fun, aren't they?
So we will get into all that when we come back. Jason and John, 910 FM, ESPN.
Memphis is home for the Gary Parrish Show. Weekdays from 4 p.m. till 6 p.m. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, 92.9 FM, ESPN. And Odyssey Station.
Ride with the country's number one auto insurer, State Farm. I'm Kathy Thurman Edwards, the agent on Brookhaven Circle, with a big shout out to my awesome team now licensed in Arkansas, Mississippi, and Tennessee. Call or text 901-767-7744. We're still all better looking than a lizard.
Kraft Axe Throwing is your premier spot for casual or competitive axe throwing. Whether it's a night out with friends, casual or competitive, reserve your spot today. Now open. Reserve your lane now at craftaxethrowing.com. Use Radio 15 at checkout for 15% off.
When do people most often think about selling their homes? In the spring? Sure they do, but home sales take place all year long. I'm Kelly Erb with Mark Spinsdorf Realtors, and we often say when the azaleas bloom in the spring, so do the real estate signs. What do you think, Sheldon?
Well, Kelly, you are correct. While spring and summer are great times to sell, we've sold homes on Christmas Eve, Thanksgiving weekend, Labor Day, and other holidays. I'm Sheldon Rosengarten, also with Mark Spinsdorf Realtors. Kelly and I work as a team, and we often see people moving all year long, especially due to our corporate relocations with whom we work due to our being members of a large relocation network.
So if you're thinking of selling, take advantage of the low inventory, low rates, and our highly successful strategic marketing plan with Shell Bucks option. Email or call us at 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com.
And don't forget what people often say. When you want the job done, call Shell Done or Kelly Erb. Do it now, 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com.
Hey, I'm Brian. As an aspiring baker, I've got a lot of secret ingredients. But my best one yet? Metro by T-Mobile. Metro gave me and the family high-speed data for only $25 a line for 4 lines and covered the switching fees. Plus, they threw in 4 free Galaxy phones just for switching. Now we can post pictures of my latest bakes and get out the word so the whole town knows I'm whipping up something sweet. How's that for stretching some serious dough?
You work hard for your money. With Metro by T-Mobile, it goes further. This tax season, there's zero fees to switch. Right now, enjoy Metro's lowest price. Just $25 a line for 4 lines with taxes and fees included. Plus 4 free Samsung Galaxy phones when you switch. Now that's the best deal in wireless.
I'm Brian, and that's how I rule my day with Metro by T-Mobile.
All lines lose promo rate if any deactivates. Sales tax and regulatory fees included in price. 0 fee on select phones. Limit 1 free phone per line with port. Excludes sales tax. Limited time offer. Additional terms apply. See Metro by T-Mobile.com.
Research shows people remember radio ads that remind them of the past. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need, here's an ad that'll really take you back.
Back in my day, I heard a voice from the radio say, Liberty Mutual customizes my home insurance so I only pay for what I need. I'm getting on in years now, but heavens to Betsy, there are some things an old fella like me just never forgets.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Get mom the perfect gift at Macy's Mother's Day sale with an extra 25% off her favorite designers with your coupon or Macy's card. That's on top of already great deals, like 35 to 55% off fine jewelry she'll love, and 20 to 30% off handbags, accessories, and more great gift ideas. Plus, get your gifts even faster with same-day delivery powered by DoorDash. Now at Macy's.com. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Microban 24 protects against Staphylococcus aureus and Enterobacter aerogenes bacteria, but does not provide 24-hour protection against viruses. Every time you touch a surface, you leave behind bacteria. Use Microban 24 sanitizing spray to keep surfaces sanitized all day. Spray on hard surfaces to kill 99.9% of bacteria and viruses initially, including the virus that causes COVID-19. Microban 24 keeps killing bacteria for 24 hours, touch after touch. When used as directed, Microban 24, touch after touch, it doesn't give up.
Gotta finish this today.
Cristiano's construction projects typically run smoothly, but this project's pipeline is about to burst.
Yo, boss, where do you want us to put this?
To the left. Your other left. John.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Barbecue and sports in Memphis go together perfectly with us. You're listening to the Jason and John Show live from the Topps Barbecue Studios, online at TopsBarbecue.com, and with a new location in Bartlett on Stage Road. The best barbecue and burgers from Topps go perfectly with sports on 92.9 FM. ESPN.
I was driving. Trees went by. Me and Del were singing. Little runaway. I was flying. Yeah, running down a dream that never would come to me. Working on a mystery. Going wherever it leads. Running down a dream.
Guys, you better be running to Denstall's to get something for Mom for Sunday, because they've got the perfect gift. You can pick up something sweet for Mom. From Denstall's, lots to choose from. And they've got their local stores you can hit up. Germantown, Laurelwood, Collierville, the new store downtown, or where they make the candy at Pleasant View. How about those chocolate-covered strawberries? Because they're so good, so fresh, with the best chocolates draped all over them. Or there's their chocolate-covered grapes and pineapple. The chocolate-covered fruit, my mom loves. You usually can't go wrong there. But again, this is about your mom. Denstall's will gladly custom pack her favorite assortment. Maybe your mom likes the truffles, the cream, the caramels. My favorite, the tartlettes. Also, sugar-free items are available. Denstall's got you covered everywhere. Celebrate all the moms in your life with that special gift from Denstall's. All Denstall stores open, ready to help you pick out the perfect Mother's Day gift. Like we said, they'll custom pack it for you. Call them today. Place your order. Laurelwood, Collierville, Germantown, Pleasant View, like we said. Or that new store downtown, Denstall's Candies. Of course, they're made in Memphis. They're the best in the world, and they're enjoyed by the whole world.
By the way, a shout-out from the Denstall's people. I saw him last night.
Oh,
I think this is relevant since we were just talking about Denstall's. But Charles, who's he is a big fan of y'all's show over at Denstall's.
Love me some Charles.
You know Charles?
Yes, I've had quite a few lunches with Charles.
Yeah, said, mention me to Jason.
Husband,
Jason will know who I am.
Rebecca's husband.
Yeah.
And he is my guy.
He loves y'all.
I miss him. I miss him to death. I'm glad to hear he's still listening to us.
He loves listening to the show.
Appreciate that
shout-out, brother. I saw him last night and Becky Denstall as well, so.
Turned me on to a great many eateries in Memphis.
Yes.
Charles has.
Yeah.
He is the man.
He loves
so is
Tiger
Denstall's.
Basketball.
So is Denstall's. Yeah. Best in town. Appreciate that. Shout out, BC. Every day at this time, we do the rundown. We're going to do it right now.
Now, it's the rundown presented by ExploreSt.Louis.com. The biggest stories of the day from Jason and John on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
Well, we tried to do the autopsy on this thing in the opening segment. Grizzlies lose 111-97 to something called the Detroit Pistons, although it didn't really resemble the real Detroit Pistons. I've called it the Grand Rapids Drive. That would
I call
be their
it the Detroit Piss.
G League affiliate,
that's
of course
good.
You would. They need to take a shower, don't they, John? Need to go get a shower, get in that shower, get in there seven days a week. Go clean that mess off.
It was a very half man team.
And yet the Grizzlies found a way to
Detroit
lose to that
piss.
Old dirty team. Old pissy team. It is. I mean, when you got Wayne Ellington and Corey Joseph out there giving you the business.
Come on, man.
that's kind of all that's left to say, isn't there? Like, come on, man.
They were like the first rap battle in 8 Mile. You don't really remember them. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You don't remember the first dude Eminem beat. You remember the last one. This guy's a gangster. His real name is Clarence. You remember him?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's like the Orlando Magic. You know what I'm saying? They're the final boss.
Desmond Bane only had 2 points. Look, he's entitled to these. He was coming off, what, a career high with the 22, goes 1-5, 0-4 from 3, playing in place of an injured Grayson Allen in that starting lineup. I'm looking at it right now. There's Anderson, there's Brooks, there's Valanciunas, there's Morant, there's Bane. There's only one name missing from that starting lineup, quite frankly.
That's right.
His name's Jaren Jackson Jr. He continues to come off the bench. We won't get triggered by it in this segment. We'll just give you the facts. 17 points, 5 rebounds, 4 steals, 0 blocks. Really doesn't speak to his 4 of 12 from the field, 3 of 7 from 3. So good to at least see him hit the 3-pointer again. But it doesn't speak to how discombobulated things are when he's out on the floor. And right now that's happening because you've still got him coming off the bench. He's not playing with his usual starting lineup. I'll be interested to see how far along this goes because, again, we're talking about 6 games now left in this race, this battle. It was a race at one point. You're only back by half a game. I hope it continues to be a race. As it continues tomorrow, Saturday, in Toronto. Look, you wrap up the 3-game home trip at Toronto tomorrow. That's a game, again, you're going to be favored in. I mean, Toronto's laying down, but again, capable, just like Detroit is capable.
Yep.
The question's going to be, how are you playing? And then you got New Orleans, Dallas, too, with Sacramento, Golden State. What's so true now, and we feared it after Orlando, we feared it after they lost to the Clippers G League team, basically, is that you can lose any one of these. I mean, you could look at this and say, yeah, sure, they'll be favored to beat Toronto. Yeah, sure, the two with Sacramento probably be favored in both because both are at home. But they could literally go out and drop every one of these. You have to, at this point, go into these games knowing that, and that it's going to take a line from Taylor Jenkins, that urgency for 48 minutes. But, guys, they also teach you that, you know, in high school basketball. So it's got to – it's one thing to say it. It's another thing to have it reflected on the floor. Look, you're losing with Jaren Jackson coming off the bench right now, okay?
Yep.
Why not just go ahead and lose with him, at least to start, in the starting lineup, so hopefully you can get yourself back up to snuff by the time you're in the play-in territory. By the time you're playing Golden State in what should be, a nationally televised game on Sunday, May 16th. Hopefully, John, it's going to mean what it could mean for them.
Yep.
Potentially. Wasn't Hollinger talking about this game?
Yeah, so former
we mentioned
what
this.
What was he, like a VP of – I can't remember.
Front office man, John Hollinger.
Moved in over the front that office, made decisions.
Yeah, he's now writing over at The Athletic, and he tweeted that nobody's really talking about this, but season-ending Memphis-Golden State game could be huge. Winner also has tiebreak, thus there's a huge chance this game will decide the 8-9 seeds. Well,
you tell John's not a listener, and he never was to us, was he?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah,
because we had been talking about it. We've been talking about it for a couple of days now, actually.
Yes.
How important that game could be. The problem is, John, Grizz keep playing like they're playing, and it's not as going to be as important as it could have been. It could really be for the 8 seed, quite frankly, is what it could be if you take care of business. We said Memphis had to go 4-3 down the stretch. That was before the loss last night. I'm still there because I think there's a chance here. You're looking at a 3-3 for Golden State. That's what you're hoping. And to that point, that 4-3 now certainly is going to have to include a win over Golden State in that last game because, remember, guys, they end up tied, and that's certainly still a possibility. You lose that last one with Golden State, and you finish in tie. Well, they get it because of having won the season series now 2-1. So that one, I want it to be as important as John Hollinger is letting us know, headline, this game could be important. Thank you, John Hollinger. I want it to be important.
Yeah.
But the Grizzlies, like we saying, threatened. John, what's it doing? It's falling right through their hands.
That's right.
Or at least threatening to have that happen.
Slipping.
What was your song? Slipping? Yeah, you were humming it this morning.
Yeah, it's that Mamma Mia song, man. What is it?
No, why are you asking Brad about Mamma Mia?
He knows Mamma Mia. Come
really?
On, he's a white
I
man.
I ain't no theater dude. I know I'm Cajun Carson
now,
over
I thought
here,
you
but
was talking about
the...
Mamma Mia X that used to rap with that
I'll
used to be
up.
In
would...
No Limit Soldier,
oh,
bro.
Man, who doesn't
you
know
talking about Mamma Mia, like the play.
Yeah, dude.
For the white man, yes.
Slipping through my fingers.
See, I don't know nothing about that. I don't know.
Cajun Carson don't even know.
I know about Mia X, bro. Who is Mamma Mia? That's a play. Mamma Mia, I've seen the commercial.
Mamma Mia.
That's it.
Here we go again.
I've seen that.
Okay.
I've heard that one.
Yeah, you don't know that one?
No, I've never been.
You don't remember
you know,
the
I
scene
ain't no Broadway,
with Meryl
man.
Streep, man, the movie? Meryl Streep?
No.
One of the greatest actresses of our time, or actors if you want to go gender neutral.
She was.
Yes.
Still is, though.
It was the scene where, and all my girl dads out there can relate to this, if you see this scene, man, she's talking about how fast her daughter has grown up and how she wants to, you know, relive those moments. But But to apply this to the Memphis Grizzlies, the season is slipping through their fingers every night.
Well, don't celebrate it. Don't celebrate it there, John. Don't sing it so wistfully.
I need to find this here. I'm not.
What was the Meryl Streep Clint Eastwood one?
Oh, that was
Bridges of Madison County?
Yes.
Look at how I pull that right out.
Oof. Yes.
Capable of that.
Yes. Brad, it's just the song is just called Slipping Through My Fingers, man. It's out there.
Sounds gross.
It's out there. But that is what's happening with the and to the point about the game on the 16th.
May 16th.
And what that can mean. Mm-hmm.
Well, that just as big May 10th when you get New Orleans.
I'm not convinced that that's when the seeding is going to be decided. I think the seeding will have been decided before May 16th.
This dude's, he's out on Grizz. You've already said you don't think they're
the
getting
Grizz the Grizz are out
spot.
On the Grizz.
You said like three straight days that they're not getting the 8.
The Grizz are out. They just lost to the Pistons by 14.
Well, it's getting harder and harder to convince you that there's still a chance when they go out there and lose to Grand Rapids last
night. and when it comes to Jaren Jackson Jr., we know what they have done. They have played him one side of the back-to-back, sat him the other side of the back-to-back, or vice versa, right? They have two more sets of back-to-backs the rest of the way. So he's only going to play, if they stay with this schedule, against the Pelicans and the Mavs.
Okay, that's got to change, right? Because what it's been the last couple is he sits out the first one, right? And we didn't understand it when it was sit out the first one at home. What that was Orlando. Why are you sitting out the first one at home in front of the fans who are now back in there, ain't seeing you in over? So that didn't make any sense. But what I'll say, they've stuck with it to where they've sat out that first one. But, John, you tell me. You sitting them out against New Orleans?
I mean, they're
I mean, you're going to need that. You're going to need
where,
that win.
This is
you're
where,
sitting them out against New Orleans so we can play against Dallas?
This the most, is where the front office and the fans are going
to like, you need to be able
heads.
To adjust, bro.
They're not going to do that.
That's the problem is they've got to be able to adjust, man. They adjusted the Justice Winslow plan. They finally said, you know what? We've seen enough of that. Is this slipping through the hands?
This is it,
it's
man.
Perfect. We've seen enough of that mess.
Meryl Streep's beautiful
it.
Voice.
This is Meryl Streep singing? No.
I think he might have gotten – this is Meryl, right?
This is from the 2008 movie.
Yeah, this is Meryl, man.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
A beautiful voice for Meryl there. I didn't realize – I get that it was that sweet.
Slipping through my fingers.
Yeah.
No, my point is, don't you have to change the plan, New Orleans, Dallas?
Bro, they're not going to change the
plan. Because you feel like
plan.
You can beat New Orleans, so you put – I mean, right?
Now, bring it back, Brad. We haven't even gotten the good part yet.
And you might chalk up Dallas as a hill?
I don't think they're going to change
my point is, be capable of adjusting the plan. You've shown us that you're capable of doing that with Justice, even though it took too long. Be capable of it and adjust the plan with Jaren Jackson. You know, to give yourself the best opportunity here. That's all I'm asking.
This is what's been going through your head the whole time, slipping through my fingers.
Yeah, every time I think about the Grizzlies
your
right
ass
now,
is
I think about
out on the Grizzlies.
I think about the Grizzlies are out on the Grizzlies.
You don't believe.
I'm having a hard time believing after last night.
Y'all coming at me.
I realize it's tough watching that game.
How am I supposed to believe when the Memphis Grizzlies don't believe?
Corey Joseph making folks cry.
Well, you keep screwing around with it like it's a Tinker toy, though.
They lost to the Detroit Piss.
I know.
By 14. You were favored by 9.5. It's one of the biggest upsets in the NBA this season, by the way. The Pistons aren't even trying
they don't
to
even
win.
Want to win.
No,
right. That is so true.
You have managed to lose in the last week to two teams that aren't trying to win.
There are people on Twitter claiming that Jaren is showing flashes of awesomeness. I didn't think he looked that great at all last night. Like, he's getting beat off the dribble, Sadiq Bey. Like,
I got people
good.
Telling me he's damaged goods, but I ain't rolling with that.
Yeah,
we're not there yet.
No,
I don't think I'm there
no,
yet.
No, Tony.
I'm not there yet, Tony, or whoever you are. I don't think he's injured. I just think he's rusty as hell, and it's going to take a while.
And that's the point. It was always going to take a while. Right?
Yeah.
So the way you accelerate things is you put him back
in
with his
there.
Guys in the starting
That's right.
lineup.
Where's your role? Go. That's it. I'm with you on that.
Let's
I'm
all get back on the same page, both offensively and defensively.
Yeah.
What are you waiting on?
Right.
6 games left. It'll pick up tomorrow at Toronto to close out the road trip.
You right now, you're trying to capture every minute. But the Grizzlies are like, no, our young child still has so much more growing left to do.
On the bench.
We're not going to force it.
I'll make a
bit. Well, that is where the Taylor Jenkins referendum comes off of these press conferences, because I do think people are sort of in mode now where they want to see more of a fiery reaction to a loss like that.
Well, and his hands are tied. I do sympathize a little bit with Taylor Jenkins here, because there's only so much he can do.
Can't pull the wool down over foe or try to over fans' eyes or anybody else.
Well,
we know you better not. You certainly better not be doing that with your team.
He can't go rogue on the front office, though.
Look, I told Jeff, don't you remember Jay Crowder, that story they told about Jay Crowder telling Taylor Jenkins, look, man, you're rookie coach, sure, but we're grown men.
Right.
So there are going to be times where you need to step on our toes and tell us. So don't you think he, that were – it's not a Taylor Jenkins that's not trying to step on toes anymore, at least behind the scenes with those players. Right, the Taylor Jenkins that we see, so I discussed with Jeff, the one we see that we're getting that's saying nothing and doing nothing, saying everything's all fine, cannot be the one you're getting behind the scenes.
Yeah.
He's got – learn from that lesson Jay told you. Now's the time to be stepping on some toes. You don't have time to mess with this.
Yeah.
Because, again, what you lose in the grand scheme of things may not be very much, but you made this bed to earn it.
Yeah.
There's no need to, as John said, to let it slip through your hands at this point.
That's what Merrill said.
It's undoing things. Why do that? Yeah. Why make this any tougher than yourself? So that's my thing with Taylor's. It's got to be clear to them as well, those players, for make sure that they realize this sense of urgency. Can't just be going through the motions because you don't have a lot of basketball left. I know that was something he was saying a week or two. Still got a lot of basketball left. No, there's only 6 games here left to get this thing figured out. It's on you. It's on you as the head coach. Your name is on this to get it figured out. You're not absolved because your team's still ahead of schedule in the grand scheme of things.
Right.
That's the bottom line.
But there
the
you have
Stone Cold said so.
The Grizzlies lose to the Detroit Pistons 111-97. They're gonna try to get it right. Get
still
it
go
tight.
Still go 2-3 on this road trip. Just beat Toronto, please.
Against Toronto tomorrow. You can hear that on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Next story.
Oh, buddy. This is my favorite kind of story. Mike Sando caught up with a bunch of anonymous NFL executives, and he asked them about every single draft in the 2021 NFL draft. I mean, everybody. Everybody. Nobody's safe. So, Jason, I will ask you, where would you like to begin? What team would you like to begin with?
Well, let's start with the Titans.
Okay, the Tennessee Titans. Yeah. They, of course, drafted Caleb Farley in the first round at number 22 overall. Then they drafted that big ugly from North Dakota State in the second round, Dylan Raduns. Is that how you say Raduns? I don't know how you say his name. And also they drafted Rashad Weaver, who was charged with assault after hitting a woman in the fourth round.
Yeah,
so
that one didn't look good.
They continue to achieve very high marks within the Titans organization.
Have they blown the draft here? What is
nailing
it. What does the anonymous man say?
So this is what one executive said about their draft. If the corner becomes a good player, Caleb Farley, God bless them. But his medical was terrible. You look at the Isaiah Wilson pick last year, then you have Rashad Weaver in the fourth round this year with an assault case that comes out. Then you go back and look at all the fifth-year options that were declined.
This sounds like a Colts executive.
And then the one they picked up was for Dory Jackson, who they cut. There are a lot of mishaps there that it seems like just aren't being talked about.
Somebody got – he had a lot of salt for him.
I have to admit something. It was me. I'm the executive.
No, I knew it.
I'm the anonymous
yes,
executive.
I knew it. That was a straight hater with that rundown of it. How much of what you just said is real? How much wasn't?
One GM said, we like the North Dakota State guard they took in the second round. This is a GM. He could play right tackle, but we were way more worried about Farley's back than some of the other injuries for guys in the first couple of rounds.
Well, Farley's back is a real concern.
I mean, they brawled dude out on a body cast.
And the surgery was like, it's one of those, you know, Tiger Woods type deals.
Oh, yeah. He's had two.
Like it's big time.
He's had two
micro,
of those.
Whatever it is. I ain't
yes.
know, you know.
So that does not sound like they're very high on the Titans draft. Two executives.
We knew Caleb Farley was not a reach, but a risk.
Well,
big-time risk pick.
Right now, at 22, if he's healthy, but it seems like one of those things where he may never be healthy.
Well, and it's why we'd broke it down for Odyssey, but it's why Greg Newsom II out of Northwestern made a hell of a lot of sense because he was potential same lockdown corner, but without the health concerns. And so, look, if this one comes back to bite him, they knew what they were getting into. I still have high hopes for Farley, hoping he can get through this back thing, but no. You don't want your rookie corner,
right?
No.
If ideally,
exactly.
Having any back issues whatsoever, this one had some serious ones.
All right, who's next? Who's next?
I'm trying to avoid it.
The Oakland Raiders.
Yeah, I like
the
man.
Oakland Raiders. Where the hell did you pull that from?
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Oh, you need to hear his. Connor put a drop on there that you're gonna want to use
Ooh.
At some point. It's actually John.
Oh,
you might be able to find it screaming about the draft. but it's applicable to
it's
so
on
much.
The page? Okay.
At some point, I want you to get you
because
I want to hear more of it. But yes, let's hear this. That one was perfect. Let's hear this Oakland Raiders rundown.
Okay. The Vegas Raiders, man. Yeah. They're not in Oakland.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Just call me John Gruden. I got the wrong hat on.
It still says Oakland on the page. By the way,
what's the backstory behind you having that clip?
So Eric used to do the.
He'd go around to every camp.
The NFL merry-go-round.
You telling me you got one of those for everybody?
We have one for everybody. Now I got to redo the Oakland Raiders one.
We should have.
No, you don't.
I don't have the Tennessee Titans one.
It's funnier when you keep it Oakland Raiders.
The Chicago Bears.
Yes. This is great. Yeah, you have had all that magic back there this whole time.
The New Orleans Saints.
Thank you,
Eric. It says Nolens.
Eric Hasseltine.
Yeah. Let's just call him Oakland.
The Oakland Raiders.
I love it.
Well, I would like it if we could reclaim some of the glory days from Oakland.
Maybe it'll be better with the guy doing it.
Okay, so they asked about the Vegas Raiders draft, and here's the quote. This is one executive. The Raiders continue to have some of the best drafts I have ever seen in my time in this business.
Now, that is a
Come
lie.
Come on.
What he said.
I can tell you're not reading
it. That's what he said. That's what the anonymous executive said.
Please
he
correct
said, John
the
please
Gruden,
don't do this.
John Gruden does not get enough credit for the willingness to
you don't
draft.
Even believe that. So this is a mess.
His is piss. Go back to your Detroit piss.
All right, this is what was really said. Multiple negative reviews from execs on the Raiders draft and process led me to place one final call in search of someone enamored with what the team accomplished. The effort proved unsuccessful.
Wow.
Quote, the Raiders continue to have some of the most baffling drafts I have ever seen. The guy they took at 17, Leatherwood, is no different than them taking Cleveland Farrell fourth in 2019 and the corner from Ohio State last year. If you have a head coach making that decision or guys who don't know the league, you misrepresent the value. I mean, that is scathing, to be quite honest. And it's true.
What about your whole flip-flop? You could have flipped the lineman with the second-round pick.
Well, exactly. I mean, I think that's a fair –
one's still fair.
Yeah.
Yes.
Since you did so well in the second.
But there's such a long pattern in history of Gruden doing this.
Correct. Added to the record. It doesn't look good.
You know, if it was an anomaly, one season where that didn't happen,
I'll give you that. You're right.
But it's not just about John Gruden being the head coach. It's about John Gruden being the head coach for 10 years with bulletproof security. There is nothing John Gruden can do – sort of committing a crime that will get him fired in Vegas. Like, you can't just pay him $70 million to not coach the football team. It ain't going to happen. So that's the problem, is that he doesn't know. You don't care about, can I get this guy at 28? Can I trade that? You don't care. You just say, I like this player. I'm the coach here. What I say goes, we're drafting him. To hell with value. The executive went on and said, you can like players, but you're not capitalizing on value when you take them above their grade. Then they take three safeties. Well, safety is very much an affordable position in free agency. It's about understanding the process and the strategy of building a roster more than just acquiring talent. Last thing on the Raiders, I have seen some places that have him as their 8th or 10th tackle. That is crazy.
Oh, man.
I saw Leatherwood at the end of the season against top talent, and I'd have no problem picking him in the first round, no problem picking him in the top 10. So that is one person.
Yeah, I know he wasn't that low, but first round seems like a stretch.
Maybe he turns out to be an awesome player, but not high marks for the Oakland, Vegas, Timbuktu Raiders.
The Chicago Bears.
Rad nailed it. That's where we're going.
The Bears. The Bears.
They're Bears. This is the best. It's probably the opposite of what you just said,
I hope
right?
So.
They were the story of the NFL draft in many ways. Execs did laud the selection of Justin Fields.
Of course.
While doubting whether the organization would be able to set him up for success.
I have literally told you my concerns, whether we will whether we'll develop him well or not. We've got Matt Nagy.
Some are worried about a coaching change after another year or two complicating his development.
Uh-huh.
Quote, I had Fields ahead of Zach Wilson and Trey Lance. The body of work was certainly better. Trey requires a lot of development. The key for Fields will be putting some weapons around him and featuring his mobility. The guy is a running back with his skill set to play quarterback. You get the run game going with his ability to execute play action, hit the deep ball. He is very intriguing.
Sound like they're saying he's Lamar, but he can throw.
That's good.
I like Fields better than Mac Jones, but feel Mac Jones is set up for better success in New England.
The organization.
Chicago just lost their first-round pick from next year. They are not in a great cap situation. Their offense kind of stinks. Their run game stinks. I don't know if they have a Greg Roman-type coach
to maximize
the skills of their quarterback.
Who's using that language?
This is an exec.
Wow.
This is an exec. Fields is tough and has grit. And I think he'll play through some things and come out the other side, but I don't see the pocket awareness or instincts as consistently. When you don't react as naturally, your talent has a harder time taking over. I do think he is eventually a starter, but what level of starter we will find out. Chicago really did not have much choice, right?
Right. Because you had to draft a future face. That was the only thing I was going to say. Pace, it's his best shot. I'm curious. Is that the end of it?
That's the end of it.
Okay, I'm curious. Brad, you got Dallas?
The Dallas Cowboys.
You know what, you are reading my mind.
Yep.
Because I think this one might not be all that great.
They got that guy who played against Memphis in the bowl game that everybody was high
Parsons,
on.
Parsons, yeah.
Parsons? Micah Parsons is supposed to be amazing.
He was their third or fourth option. Parsons was my highest graded defensive player in this draft. If they liked him that much, then so be it. But they could have done the Bears trade there. Would that have been interesting to them?
Mm.
Parsons will be phenomenal. He is like a chess piece.
Yep.
Bruce Irvin was explosive and muscular but stiff. This guy can drop into coverage. On passing downs, you can use him like Yannick Ngakoue. I think he's just getting started and his best days are ahead of him. So they like the Cowboys draft.
Yep.
That's all of it? They didn't get any. I know we got our Bohanna, the kid from Cordova.
Yeah, they didn't say anything about anybody else.
They didn't
go deep
the high
picks.
I mean, they got Jabril Cox there in the fourth round. I mean, I like what they did, and they clearly – I mean, they only drafted defense.
Well, that's what they needed.
You know,
yeah, that part was right.
They drafted some receiver in the fifth round. But
it's a little better than I thought it would be.
Anybody else you need to hit?
The New Orleans Saints.
Okay, the Saints. All right, all right. They drafted Peyton Turner there in the first round, kid from Houston. We didn't have Peyton Turner in the first, but I can see where they took him. They tried to trade up for a corner, could not do it. They have good ends, but one is getting older, so they slide Turner in there, and he becomes that end. And they also like the Pete Werner pick from Ohio State, the linebacker there from Ohio State.
Tell me what they say about it, what Atlanta did.
The Falcons.
Yeah.
You have the Falcons up there,
bro?
That's
what I was looking on my page. This is.
Did I stump you? I finally got you with one.
I think I was looking.
You've been inside my brain on who'd be next on the last ones. No Falcons there, though, huh?
And they're on this page someplace.
The Atlanta Falcons.
There we are, kids.
It's not like other teams were clamoring to get to 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 so they could get Fields, one executive said. It's one thing when you're sitting up there saying, hey, we hope not to be picking this high. We just have to take a quarterback. I don't know if that's true if you're getting the fourth quarterback in the class. Arthur Blank is a win-now person, given their cap situation. Their best situation is to get a good play out of Matt Ryan for a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't view it as an opportunity cost for them not taking a QB. If Matt Ryan isn't any good, you're probably picking up there again anyway. If he is good, you could be right back in this thing as the seventh seed. I mean, I guess if you consider that right back in this thing. Is that right back in this thing if you're a seventh seed?
If it's about winning now and Arthur just trying to put some butts in some seats, I guess so. That's an old, like, it feels to me like an old Grizzlies approach.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It
trying to hang on, keep your guys win now,
that.
Knowing that it's not going to be the big kind of winning that you ultimately want. That's what it sounds like to me. I don't know that they had a better option because of how much money they still owe Matt Ryan. So it sounds like and we know Kyle Pitts is a walking mismatch. So at least it'll be high scoring.
Yeah.
We'll see if they can stop anybody. You'd still got to consider Tampa Bay the way, way, way favorite up in that division.
One more here.
The Pittsburgh Steelers.
Okay.
I actually just pulled that up.
Plenty of them here.
Don't bet against them is what one executive said.
Bet against Mike Tomlin. He doesn't have a losing season.
They added a running back who is as good as any to come out the last couple of years. People underappreciate what he has done because it is Alabama. He is very similar to a young Le'Veon Bell. Najee was my third back in this class. He had a great offensive line there. They were running against lighter boxes because defenses had to worry about two receivers in this draft. How do you load up against the back when you have Waddle and Devontae Smith? That is a fair point.
Yeah.
That is a fair point. Now, every Alabama running back, you said that about though, right? I mean, you had Calvin Ridley, Amari Cooper. I mean, you always have awesome receivers to deal with. At Alabama, but I guess maybe not top 10 caliber.
Especially lately with their receivers, yes, lately.
Good back, and if they make the playoffs, teams are going to have an ish load of trouble trying to tackle that guy in January. He is built differently. They need to take some pressure off their quarterback. This back can help them do that. So
I got one more request, and there are a lot of them here in Memphis, 49ers fans. Let's hear what they say about San Francisco.
The San Francisco 49ers.
You can't pick the Alabama guy and have it turn out to be Daniel Jones. You have to pick the guy that looks the part and has big-time upside. Lance is starting exactly where Josh Allen started. High grit, high want-to, works at it, loves the game, all those things that make you feel good about him developing. I would bet on Trey Lance. I don't know how fast it's going to happen, a high-character guy with talent going to an excellent system and an excellent coach. The only strange thing to me about the Niners is if you're keeping Garoppolo and if you're paying him $25 million, you lose whatever benefit there is of having a quarterback on a rookie contract. I would have traded Garoppolo and just cleared the book, saved the money, gone into free agency with more resources. So there you have it. I mean, look, here's the deal. If Trey Lance is a ball of clay, right, which he is because he's unrefined, he's got a lot of upside, whatever. Mm-hmm. If he is a ball of clay, then Kyle Shanahan is probably among the best you would want to put him with in terms of molding quarterbacks.
Oh, man, yes, he's a genius.
So if he really is this guy, all he needs is sort of just to be polished and all that, then he's going to be an awesome quarterback because that's what Kyle Shanahan develops.
I mean, my thing is, what keeps them from winning this year with Garoppolo, as long as you're limiting him
in terms of
not asking him to go out and win games for you, which they're set up to do. They don't have to ask him to win games for them. They should be able to win just fine without him. And then the question would be, well, when's Trey get in?
Yep.
Right. If they're gonna win now with Garoppolo, if you don't give Garoppolo too much, he's fine. You start asking him to go out there and be Mr. Prolific, you're gonna get yourself in trouble. But the 49ers are set up.
Well, they really are.
Right. Just like you don't ask too much of Tannehill if you're Tennessee. I feel like the 49ers are set up to be the same way of not asking too much of Garoppolo, even though he's paid like one of the big dogs.
I still think they're behind the Rams in that division.
And the thing with Garoppolo is durability.
Yeah.
Can he stay on the field? You know, that's been the issue.
I mean, I think people probably
are they behind the Rams? Absolutely, they're behind the Rams. Rams have the number one defense. You start there.
And they upgrade a quarterback.
An upgrade.
That's a massive upgrade.
Put them at the top for now.
You know, look, it opened my eyes. I'll tell you,
I like the Niners better than Seattle, even though others would say it wasn't just the professor that I saw. A couple of people at ESPN still liked Seattle. I think Ryan Clark still liked Seattle in that division. Yeah. I'm trying to look ahead. I think they come. You know, I like
the quarterback situation is just so much better in Seattle than it is in San Francisco, though. That's why you would go Seattle over them, because there's uncertainty.
I mean, I love the Jamal Adams thing and what he did for them, but otherwise, where's the young talent coming in?
Right.
Again, and so much is just on Russ's shoulders.
My opinion on Matt Stafford changed.
Like Metcalf, though.
Because you guys know we've had arguments about Matt Stafford on the show. My opinion on Matt Stafford changed when I saw an interview that Aaron Rodgers did with Pat McAfee.
Where Aaron told you how good Matthew Stafford is.
Aaron said that everybody gets, you know, all up in arms about Patrick Mahomes and things he does. But his point was Matt Stafford's been doing this for years,
and
nobody
Detroit's
knows
been
because he plays
it.
In Detroit, right?
Wow! So, and
boy, he
has
tells
battled
it like it is.
With him.
Yes. I love these kinds of stories too because it feels like we don't really get this kind of unvarnished opinion anywhere else.
Yeah.
You know, people actually people like they dress it up for the media. You know.
Speaking of which, let's
the Green Bay Packers.
The Packers certainly were. I kind of know where this is going to go. Taking a flamethrower to an organization that is fairly well-run is wholly different than anything we've seen with Deshaun Watson or any other quarterback. Rodgers has always been passive-aggressive. Now he's just being aggressive. If I'm the Packers, if you want to pay me $31.5 million to retire, be my guest. There are not a lot of franchises that could get away with moving on from Aaron Rodgers. The Packers can. So this executive seems to believe that the Aaron Rodgers era is over in Green Bay.
I hope so.
Congrats on solidifying what has to be an all-time draft record. You can't select more DBs in the first or second round. They've been practicing against Hall of Fame quarterbacks for 30 years. They really should be a breeding ground for elite DB play. It is true.
No, very true.
I mean, seriously, Brett Favre,
back-to-back Hall of Famers. Yeah. Back-to-back Hall of
Famers.
Who
has a better record than that in terms of handing off the baton? I mean, Jameis to Tom Brady was pretty good. That's pretty
I got one more. Okay. Unless there's another team y'all want to add, I got one more story.
No.
Oh, here we go. Yeah.
Next story.
Because you read it and you just shake your head. It's on ESPN. But Texas linebacker Jake Eilinger, he's the 20-year-old brother, if that name sounded familiar, it should, a former Longhorns quarterback, Sam Eilinger, who was taken in the draft, wasn't he? I think I want to tell you guys.
Yeah, yes, he was. And they showed his brother.
That sucks.
Jake got found dead on Thursday. There's nothing funny about this.
Oh,
the Austin
no.
Police Department said it received a call at 12:18 p.m. local time. I mean, he's like a freshman linebacker there with the Longhorns. Responded to the 1200 block at residential area just to the west camp and identified the individual as Jake Eilinger, who was a redshirt sophomore. Yes, redshirt sophomore, not a freshman. No cause of death was released. The police said the death was not considered suspicious. The loss is another tragedy for the Eilinger family. Sam and Jake's father, Ross, died in 2013 during a triathlon in San Francisco from a heart attack at the age of 46. Both sons obviously dreamed of playing for the Longhorns. Reading from the story over to ESPN. Just an incredibly sad story for the Eilinger family. Yeah, after, you know.
What a freaking week.
You get drafted, right? See the brother on there. He's trying to, you know, go have a career like you and go be a pro at some point and just I don't even want to speculate on what happened, all that stuff. Police obviously not releasing the least cause of death yet. I'm sure if people go look on social media, it's out there already. But at least officially, it's not there. And obviously, Sarkisian, the new coach down at Texas, everybody they called the death a tragedy beyond measure. It's going to be a tough few weeks, and I imagine a tough season for Texas.
Yeah, a tough rest of
thinking about
your
Jake
life.
Eilinger. Yeah, right, it's like we talked about when you lose them this young, like with everything ahead of them. Those are the ones that are the worst.
I'm just seeing this
to get through and get over, and you just ask yourself why?
I'm seeing this video that Texas football posted when Sam got the call from the Colts, right? This is May 1st, you know. This is 6 days ago, man. And you know, you could just see his brother. You can see the whole family sort of coming in, and they're so happy and they're overjoyed and they're emotional. And then 6 days later, they're now going to have to bury his brother. I mean, that is just an emotional swing that is hard to comprehend.
Mm-hmm. I don't know anything else to add other than that.
Because now you're going to look at draft week as a certain, you know what I'm saying? Like you're going to this time, it's supposed to be one of the happiest times in your life. You got mm-hmm. drafted. This is what you dream about as a young kid playing football. And now every year, when it rolls around, you're going to have this accompanying feeling like this is when I lost my brother.
Jake was a tremendous person, was everything you could ask for in a student athlete. This is from Sarkisian in the statement. Being a Longhorn meant everything to him, and he truly embodied all that it means to be one. So definitely a sad story coming out of Texas. And thinking about that family, thoughts and prayers to the Eilingers. There is no getting over mm-hmm. this. There's only coping with it. So
yep.
Hope they can do it as, you know. With wrap our arms around them and try to protect them, lift them up. That's all you can do in these times.
That's right. We will come back. Rob Fisher's going to join us at 1:25. We'll talk Grizzlies with him, try to figure out how we can get this thing back on track. That'll be at 1:25. Stick around. Jason and John, 93.9 FM, ESPN.
Howie, Mother's Day is Sunday. How's Robert Irwin Jewelers helping us out?
Making sure mom gets diamonds. That's what she wants.
Oh, yes, sir.
One of the most popular sellers right now are these beautiful quarter-carat diamond hoop earrings that we have. They're only $399. Mom would love a pair of those.
Yes, she would.
Mom also loves to stack rings now. And we've got great stackable rings, all different types, different shapes, different gemstones. Mostly diamonds, though, because I'm a diamond guy. All at Robert Irwin Jewelers starting at $199.
Five locations or online at rijewelers.com.
Small businesses are constantly looking for ways to advance their marketing strategies and grow their companies. That's why Dell Technologies assembled an all-star lineup of podcasters to create this year's virtual conference to share advice and inspiration for small businesses. Dell Technologies is here to help safeguard your business with modern devices and Windows 10 Pro, providing relevant content for your business's success. Follow along with all episodes of the Dell Technologies Small Business Podference on the Odyssey app, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts.
Attention business owners. Do you own or maintain a building that has roof leaks? Lucius Commercial Roofing uses a renewable, energy-saving coating system that can save you money. Why replace a commercial roof when you can restore it? Call Lucius Commercial Roofing today to see how we can save you money long-term. For more information, call 901-509-9082 or visit GoLucius.com today. That's GoLucius.com.
If you're very quiet, you can hear it. The joy, the freedom. The crunch from 100% whole grain oats. Stay outside longer with Nature Valley Oats and Honey Crunchy Granola Bars. We are better outside.
This is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about James Davis for years. One of the best clothing stores in the United States of America. It's where I get my suits for television work with CBS Sports. It's also where I get my custom-made Stant shirts. And now it's where I get my custom-made Stant pants because, yes, James Davis now has custom-made Stant pants. And here to tell us about them is Rob Joyner from James Davis.
Gary, we've been talking for months about Stant custom shirts. Three measurements, 150 try-ons for the perfect fit shirt. Now, Stant and James Davis have the perfect fit pant. Three measurements, 90 try-ons, and done. Custom fit. We can adjust waist, seat, pant, leg for the most comfortable and best-fitting pant on the planet. You choose five-pocket, jean-style, dress pant, many, many fabrics. It's amazing. You have to try a pair to believe it. Starting at $168 and a two-week delivery.
Trust me, you'll love these pants when you get these pants. We have one of the best clothing stores in the country right here in Memphis. You'd be a fool not to take advantage of it. It's James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center on the web, jamesdavisstore.com.
The Landers Auto Group is growing. We're hosting a job fair Tuesday, May 11th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Landers Center. We're hiring for all positions. That's right. We need sales consultants, management, accounting, service techs, receptionists, operations, call center representatives, and much more. Recruiters from all seven of our stores will be at the Landers Center for interviews. The only requirement is a valid driver's license. That's this Tuesday, May 11th, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Landers Center. Learn more about the automotive business and the benefits of working at the fastest-growing dealership group in the Mid-South. We offer a top-notch full benefits package, including vacation, health, life, dental, vision, and disability insurance, 401k savings, employee discounts, and an endless opportunity to advance, all in a safe and fun work environment. Start a new career with the Landers Auto Group this Tuesday, May 11th, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Landers Center. See you there.
Performance Plus Cycles is your ticket to a thrilling ride. At Performance Plus, they carry BMW, Yamaha, Suzuki, and SSR motorcycles, as well as Yamaha and Suzuki ATVs. They also feature the low-cost, rugged, benchy ATVs and side-by-sides. So, if you want the best machines and customer service for your hard-earned dollar, schedule a test ride and come visit Performance Plus Cycles at 5312 Pleasant View or visit PerformancePlusCycles.com.
For the ones who get going when the going gets tough. And the ones who know we're tougher together. For the pathfinders breaking new ground. Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as fast access to experts and 24/7 customer support. Because we know you have people depending on you. So you can always depend on us. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
To all you do-it-yourselfers, get ready to welcome Fram into the fam. Because America's number one oil filter brand now has their own new line of motor oil and fluids. And it's only at Advance and CarQuest Auto Parts. Stop into Advance and choose from four new Fram oil change bundles starting at just $20.99. They have the oil and filters you need to keep your engine running stronger, longer. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See store for details.
Barbecue and sports in Memphis go together perfectly with us. You're listening to the Jason and John Show live from the Topps Barbecue Studios, online at toppsbarbecue.com, and with a new location in Bartlett on Stage Road. The best barbecue and burgers from Topps go perfectly with sports on 92.9 FM ESPN.
When there, when it comes to the barbecue and the burgers at Topps Barbecue, there is no competition. Okay, it simply does not compare. Topps Barbecue is an institution. They've been around for a long time, since 1952. As my partner says, the sauce, the slaw, the beans, it's all been the same since 1952. And why has it always been the same? Because it was just the best from the start. There's no reason to change it. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Dining rooms are back open at Topps Barbecue. Go get yourself some lunch.
John's right, 16 locations, newest in Bartlett, 6745 Stage Road. For those of you Bartlett folks, it's easy to get over there if you're Cordova as well. John didn't leave much for me, not even my own line about the sauce, the slaw, and the beans. All made the same way since 1952. Try the Fireman. I've been having a bunch of folks say, well, listen, the Topps location I go to, they don't know what the, it's not on the menu. It's not on the menu. They will make it your way. And for the places that are, let me know. If you got a Topps location that won't make your Fireman burger, and that's the barbecue on top of the burger, you let me know. We're going to hit the cup corporate, and that thing's going to be making them for you tomorrow. I'm telling you, the Fireman, you're going to love it. Won a championship wrestling this weekend. They're fantastic, just like those burgers, just like the sauce, the slaw, the beans. And remember, those burgers coming from Charlie's Meat Market. None of that frozen patty stuff that you see at so many of these other places. It's only Topps Barbecue. It's only the best. See the smoke. Taste the flavor.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN. Rob Fisher going to join us at 1:25. We'll talk some Memphis Grizzlies with him. But I saw the story up at ESPN, and I wanted to run it by you, Jace, because I think it's quite interesting. The football that Tom Brady threw to complete his first touchdown pass in the NFL is going up for auction. It has been with the seller, who wants to remain anonymous.
Wow.
Since October 14th, 2001. So they've had this ball since 2001.
Wait a minute. It's the first what?
Touchdown.
His first touchdown ever threw?
Yes.
And someone privately has kept this ball?
Yes.
But it's not with the team?
It's not with him, and it's not with Tom Brady. It's not with the team. How does Tom Brady not have that ball?
Wow.
It's his first touchdown pass.
And they don't want to be known.
Don't they normally?
Because Tom would send somebody to get it.
Oh.
And then, of course, they've got some sort of verification, I guess, right?
They have to, otherwise you're not making this claim, right?
There's a claim verification. Can you stay anonymous? I guess you can stay anonymous. Yeah, I guess.
My question would be, how does the receiver who caught that pass not know, you know, to keep it? You'll see guys run up. Like, don't throw that ball.
Well, because he was coming in for Bledsoe, right? And he was a 6th-round pick that nobody expected big things from.
It's still the first touchdown pass of the kid's career, you know?
Yeah.
Who caught it?
Most of those, I'm with you. Even it seems like nowadays, even if you're just going to be a backup, seem like you get that ball when you throw your first touchdown.
Yeah.
Seem like they go out of your way to make sure you got that ball. So it is odd that he didn't already have it in his possession.
All right.
Even with him being, surely they didn't expect much of him when he threw that first one.
No.
Because right at that point, you're coming in for Bledsoe, wasn't it?
Yeah. Right.
Who was hurt.
Yeah.
Nobody expected Tom Brady to be that Tom Brady at that point.
All right. His first touchdown pass was to?
Some tight end. I got no idea.
No.
Come on.
Terry Glenn.
Damn, I should have took a stab at it. I might have got old
Former
Terry.
Cowboy, right?
Glenn had some years with the Cowboys, I believe that's correct.
Yeah. Terry Glenn was Tom Brady's first RIP. Terry Glenn no longer with us. I did not know that. Terry Glenn is no longer with us. Unfortunately, he passed away in a car accident.
Good Lord.
In 2017.
What a day.
Yeah. But that was who, of course, Tom Brady's first touchdown pass was too. And this seller, he's been going to Patriots games since the late 70s. They bought season tickets in 92. They've kept tickets to this day. Imagine if you're this guy, right? Imagine if you are this guy who has somehow gotten your hands on Tom Brady's first touchdown pass and you are watching his career just absolutely skyrocket. And you're like, oh, my God, I am sitting on a treasure chest.
I'd have been sold that thing.
Man, like, you're sitting on – I mean, it's like every year you're watching the value of this thing just go up and go up and go up and go up and go up. I mean, what do you think this is going to fetch? It's going to an auction, so we don't know. Are we talking?
I mean, didn't LeBron's like rookie card just get like five million? I'm not sure the number in front of him, but that's his rookie trading card. Imagine if it was a 10 million?
No, I think this
Oh, that's your guess on this.
My guess.
Yeah, that's a trading card. I just think a piece of memorabilia like this first touchdown is going to go for much, much more.
Yeah.
It feels like, and that's
so
why you stay anonymous.
What do you think it's
Tom
you think it's
Brady's
worth?
Rookie card just went for
maybe it was his, and I saw some news on LeBron's lately.
So yeah, Tom Brady's rookie card went from it went for $2.25 million last month. So that's the record for highest selling football card. So this is his first touchdown.
And LeBron rookie card just went for $5.2 million.
Yeah. So the
April 27th. I knew I'd just seen that.
The football from the Patriots AFC title game defeat. Of the Colts in 2014. That's, of course, when New England was accused of deflating the footballs to get the advantage.
Remember that?
43,000.
Remember that dude
a bargain.
That snuck in to steal Tom's jersey?
Yeah.
Is that what's happened here?
Something has happened.
Is that why we're talking about anonymous and all that, and the guy doesn't want to say who he is or how he got the dang thing? Somebody go in there and steal it? I just wonder that. Now they're, you know.
Yeah.
That's a real thing, people trying to get after this stuff. It's probably part of the reason he wants to stay anonymous. I don't know.
Yeah, so the director.
He may have come about it in incredible means.
So the folks who are holding this auction, right, the director of acquisitions, his name is Jordan Gilroy, and this is what he said. For Tom Brady's football to be available and owned by an average fan is incredible.
That's what I'm saying, man.
It's a piece of football history. And I think 10, 20, 30 years from now, and Brady's legacy is remembered even more like Michael Jordan is now, it's just going to increase in value. The fact that this ball is probably going into a private collection and might not see the light of day again, it might be the last time it ever sells.
Okay, my question is, how do you know it's the ball?
Well, I'm sure there's going to be some marking of it, right? I mean, there's going to be some...
Are they like fingerprints? All balls are different. And so they all got this a number on them, and you just so happen to know
so you can
the number that of that ball that
they
had in the game at the time.
The league,
They have photo verified the football based on markings and writing on the football that was specific to the Patriots at the time.
Wow.
As Glenn celebrated in the end zone, A photographer captured the moment with Glenn holding the football with the laces out and the markings clearly shown.
Holy cow.
There are four main points were identified on the ball. The Patriots wrote Pats in marker on one side of the ball near the laces, two dots on the end of the laces, the letters L and N on one side, and a two-digit number on the other side identifying which game ball it was for that day.
And this one hits all 4 points.
Damn!
You can see the exact marks where the writing on the ball and the photo matches the ball that we were about to offer.
Wow.
Even if I knew it was the ball beforehand, once I hit all those, man, I would come on. You get giddy. You can't even control. It's like hitting the lottery.
I certainly agree that I think $10 million is
$10 million,
the good
baseline
beginning.
There, Brad.
That's the basement, the baseline. Maybe the basement.
If I'm Tom Brady, I'm going to buy it.
Yep.
Right? If you're Tom Brady,
maybe.
Don't you want that ball?
Maybe.
I believe I do.
It's your first touchdown pass.
Mm-hmm. It depends, you know.
I mean,
are we spending Giselle's money or mine?
Well, it doesn't matter. It's all the
what
same,
if she
right?
wants to get it to
you know
me
what
for
Tom
Father's
will
Day?
Do? Tom will have a ghost bidder on it. He'll have a ghost bidder. He'll have some dude there that's bidding for him.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't really know what. I don't know what this how this is going to go. But congratulations to this average ass fan who somehow got his hands
rich as hell.
I hope he came across it ethically.
Yeah, I do too.
I hope like it was just thrown to the stands and you just kept it. I would have been conflicted about this. Like I probably would have kept it. But I'm like, man, this is this guy's first touchdown pass. Like, what I'm surprised by is that Tom did not try to seek this person out after the game. Because you see this, like, haven't you seen it with in baseball, right? Like,
Yadier Molina just got his 2,000th consecutive game played for a catcher, which is a record.
Yeah,
or it's a mark, it's a milestone. Cool. And they took the ball as soon as he caught the first ball. And they threw it to the Cardinals dugout. Somebody because they had somebody assigned with that joker.
Yes.
You know. Now this was. I think Jason's point is valid here because nobody expected him to be this. But even if you're Tom or you're somebody, you still have it in your head probably somewhere, some way that you go, hey, to the ball boy or whoever on the sideline.
I mean, I wonder how many balls does Tom Brady have of his? That's one thing about it. Don't you
right.
think it's got to be a wall full?
Well, yes.
And so
Tom
you just
Brady
wonder
is
how
the guy
important
who
this
would
is.
Have
two
that
big
wall.
Ones.
Makes sense to us that the first right. one would be the most important one, but maybe he doesn't look at it that way.
I don't know. I mean, I
would think he's going to be the first guy in line to